Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. As we wake up to see the dawn of a new day, let's have a quiet time before God as a priority every day as we wake up. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 16th day in June, as usual. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. May God's light shine on you these days and this week. Every new day is a new opportunity. A new week is a new possibility. So I decree, may new opportunities happen for you, happen for your children. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, commit your way unto the Lord. He will bring it to pass. Proverbs 16 verse 3 also says, commit thy work, which means business, career, platform, network, shop, office, practice, content, and all to the hand of God. Let's do this. Let's do this. Fold your two hands together and raise them up. Do as if you are handing over an object to another person. Say with me in prayer where you are, my Lord and King, say it well. Oh my God, I hand over my work, my business, assignment, and all I have in mind to do. Take absolute control. Take absolute control. Give me exceptional testimony and grace this week. Say it to God. Say, I shall return with thanksgiving and testimony in Jesus' name. Yes, I echo amen from here with you. So shall it be. Who is this with a bone in your throat? You mistakenly swallowed a bone hanging in your throat. Very uncomfortable. You have tried everything to cough it out, to drink it down, but it's still there. It will go now. Take a glass or a bottle of water. As I pray over it, you will drink. Then take your anointing oil, pour in the lid or the cover of the oil bottle. You will drink it also after my prayer. Who is this with eye problem? You have been applying eye drop, but no change. Take the blessed water you have at home. After this prayer, use the water as the eye drop 3 times a day. When you wake up in the afternoon before you sleep for 7 days, it will clear up. Tooth and throat problem. Take the blessed water as well. Now let me pray. Water, oil, receive healing virtues. As God's children, we drink, wash, and gargle, receive your healing. I say your throat shall be cleared, your eyes shall be cleared, your mouth and the toothache shall go. Others, lay hands where you have pain in your body, and let me pray. I command, pains go. Pains go. God's healing power is on your hand now. Healing flow to where hands are laid. You are healed. I say you are healed. Confess your healing and declare by faith and say, I am healed. I am healed. Say it 7 times. Yes, you are healed. Exercise your faith. Do what you couldn't do before. Try. You are healed. Send your testimonies when you see changes. June 16th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. May God add days to your years and years to your days. You will live long and fulfill purpose. Happy birthday. Right? Let's answer questions and do counseling as much as time will allow us again today. Answers and teachings are not only for those who ask the questions, but for all of us to learn and also apply. First issue today. Good evening, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. Please explain Psalm 45 verse 10 for me very clearly. Does it mean daughters should not interfere in matters concerning their father's house? Wow. For the understanding of listeners that may not have access to read the Bible quoted, let me read it. Psalm 45 verse 10. It says, hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thy own people and thy father's house. Oh no, the poor called Psalm is hymns. David was a singer and a composer. In fact, it was is called the Sweet Psalmist. Of all the books, Psalm means songs. King David was a singer. As I said, it was called the Sweet Psalmist. Psalm 45 verse 10 is a royal psalm, called it song, written and sung for a bride. Advice as she enters a new covenant relationship with the king. She is encouraged to give her primary loyalty and devotion to her husband and her new home. It does not mean you should forget her people or father's house. You are reading it literally, which is not what it is. No, it was a song for a daughter getting married to a king or a prince. Next, some listeners have responded to our member asking for the date the bathing soap was prayed over. It was Thursday, the 28th day in May 2026. Thank you for responding so quickly. But as I said, it is a faith prophetic action, praying and prophesying over our bathing soap to take your bath. You can say in the name of Jesus as you hold up the soap, I release my faith that as I rub you over my body, taking my bath, I receive my healing, and my skin shall come off fine and tender like a baby. I'm healthy. I will still pray over the soap some other time as the Holy Ghost will urge it in my heart. What I'm saying is, let no one make a religion out of these faith prophetic actions. It's only a faith trigger, yes, for divine intervention. And they have been working wonders because faith is activated. Next, dear Father in the Lord, I made an inquiry at the guest house and I was told it's only two persons that are allowed to share a room. But in a family of four, does it mean we have to take two rooms when we visit? What happened to the family bonding? This will negate our purpose of visiting. Wow. Please let me know which of the guest houses you are referring to. Is it the one in Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, or the one in Dominion City, Ibadan, our headquarters? There are different types of rooms and sizes. But then, even in our private homes, all family members do not sleep in one room, do they? In a large family. In Dominion City, there are apartments with three rooms as in a flat, well furnished. There are rooms with double bed for two guests. Let me know which location you are referring to. Dominion City even have dormitory with bunkers for retreats and a large people, young people in a meeting. So let me know. Next, good morning, Daddy and siblings. I don't know how I feel anytime Daddy mentioned Mararaba instead of Maraba, as fondly pronounced in Abuja, though it is written and spelled as Mararaba, but fondly pronounced as Maraba. Wow. Thank you for this correction. What was sent to me on WhatsApp was spelled Mararaba, and so I've been calling it that way. I've been pronouncing it so. So it is Maraba. Thank you for this correction. I will correct myself. Next, in a marriage that oftentimes I'm accused of what I do not know about. The pain of it is much on me. What should I do, Daddy? Wow, how did the marriage degenerate to this level? Trust completely broken down. I will advise that you and your spouse should sit down for a deep conversation. If need be, see a marriage counselor or a therapist. Please do. This should not continue. This is not how an ideal marriage should be. Husband and wife should be friends, honest, transparent, and not allow a third party in their marriage. Next, a listener has been saying continuously, we are talking too much of tithe, sacrifice, and seed sowing. Despite my regularly balancing the teachings that no one is forced under force or pressure to tithe, make sacrifice or sow seed, which I did not mention in the first 27 years of this commission. Now this commission is 36 years old. I was rebuked by God through the Holy Spirit that I have deprived his people of complete teaching to fulfill their calling out of fear, criticism, and out of not being labeled. He said to me, teach it. Give your own testimony and example, but don't force it. Not tithing, making sacrifice, or sowing seed is not a sin. No, not a sin. And it does not stop God from answering our prayers. All we receive from God is by his grace. But tithing, making sacrifice, and sowing seed opens the heavens. According to Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, Proverbs 11, 24, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Psalm 50, verse 5, Acts chapter 10, verse 4, Psalm 20, verses 1 to 3. I can go on and on through the pages of the scripture. It is also givers and seesawers that keep the kingdom of God growing. We couldn't have been doing this little we are doing if there were no tithers and seesawers. So let me conclude this way by saying, let's teach the correct scripture and balance it. That giving is voluntary. No one is under pressure or being coerced. We are also not soliciting for money. God has been blessing the tithers and the seesawers, and have been using them to also bless this work. Those who don't have much now, can I say this to you? You will soon have much tomorrow. So let all of us believe God, be praying, and doing what God has laid on our heart. I like listeners to make contributions to this, because this fellow has regularly been saying, we are talking too much about tithing and seesawing. I pronounce everyone blessed. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.